Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. We learned in Zimbabwe. You are out.
I just want to pray
forever. Come on.
This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries, giving God praise on this Wednesday evening. I was about to say afternoon, but this Wednesday evening. I sent out a text to many of you. I was so excited yesterday about Bible study that I sent out the text too early. I was thinking I had to do Bible study yesterday. So I'm just excited about the things that God is doing. And just about the new year and just continuing to bless him. And so I did put a new song on, if you noticed. We just want to praise him, continue to praise him. Something was going on with Alpha and Omega, so I'm going to have to try to get it fixed. But we thank God for you listening in. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105, in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I do mean the heart. We might have to change that, not from the heart, in the belly of North Carolina, because there's a lot going on over there on Sugar Creek and Reagan. But we thank God. We thank God for what he has done, what he's doing, and most of all, what he's going to do. We just want to begin with a word of prayer on tonight. I received word that there was death in the Young family, so we want to remember them in prayer, remember the family in prayer, and they're related to our own mother, Lily. And so we just ask that you continue to hold them up in prayer. And there's so many others that are just in need of prayer. Those, some we know, some we don't know. But we're just going to send out a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our strength. You are our redeemer. You build us up when we're torn down. You strengthen us when we're weak, Lord. You are our beginning and our end, God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you lead us and you guide us, hallelujah, into all truth. We thank you for how you watch over us, Lord. We thank you for a hedge of protection, Lord. We thank you that while many are falling on the left and on the right, you saw fit to keep us, Lord, and to hold us up, God, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask you to just bless those who are not in a position to get out and come and fellowship and worship like they may want to, Lord. There are some who are sick and shut in, and we ask you to bless them even now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Strengthen them, as your word says, where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. We ask you to go out to Atlanta and just continue to send healing. We speak healing over Brother Crawford's life. We speak wholeness over his life. We speak wellness over his life. We come against all stress and anxiety that would cause him to have kidney failure. In the name of Jesus, we come against it even now. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless our own Sister Verdell, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, God, where she's weak, God. Continue to build her up. We thank you for continued recovery, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for new beginnings in her life, God. We thank you for doors opening up, God, ways being made out of no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every person on the line, those represented by Vision of Hope, God. Bless their families, bless their loved ones. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to send a hedge of protection, Lord, as we stand in the gap, as we stand as intercessors for our families' very lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to cover from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Then there are those who are going out, Lord, and talking about you and speaking on behalf of you to others, those who are going out and encouraging others, God. We ask you to continue to bless them, Lord. We ask you to bless our own mother, Lily, Lord, as she continues to be an evangelist, God, a missionary, Lord, a helper in the kingdom, God, a listening ear, Father. We ask you to continue to shield her, continue to strengthen her body, continue to cover her, Lord. We ask you to give her the desires of her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there are so many that we can call, Lord. We're just standing here in the gap praying, Lord, and asking you to cover from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we know all good and perfect gifts come from you, God. And so we're trusting and we're leaning and we're depending on you. We even come against the devil even now as we speak. Every device that he has, everything that he tries, God, we thank you, Lord, that you told us to stand. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, God. And you told us to stand, Lord. And so we thank you for standing tonight, Lord. Even when the devil tries to come against us, We thank you for standing tonight, Lord, and giving us the strength. For your word says, when you've done all that you can do, stand, and then stand some more. Hallelujah. So we thank you for standing today, Father. And we love you, Lord, for your word. We love you because you loved us, God. You sent your only begotten Son. God, we ask you to continue to strengthen the men of Vision of Hope, Lord. Build them up. Give them direction, Lord. Point them in the right direction. Show them where to go, Lord, what to do and how to do it according to your word. God, these and all other prayers we're asking in your name, and we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and glory, Lord. We thank you for continuing to touch Mother Emma. Emma Hill, God, continue to bless her. Continue to build her up, Lord. Continue to build her up and strengthen her in the bloodline, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless my family, Lord. Everybody that's represented in my family, God, cover them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. We're going to be so careful to give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. So we thank God for you. We just, so many people, when you begin to pray, that's why when we pray on Wednesdays and I ask you to take 15 minutes out to pray, if you really begin to pray and to call out names and let the Lord just show you where to intercede for people, then it will last longer than 15 minutes. You know, I could pray and I could worship for a long time because I know that God has been good to me. I know that he blesses me and he keeps me. Hallelujah, in spite of me. So I'm grateful to him. I can't praise him enough, and I can't thank him enough. We're going to just get into the word of God. Like I said, I was so excited about the word, and that's taking us to the prayer itself is taking us to the word. Our email for today, those of you who get my email, the email, if you recall, for today was delayed but not denied. Hallelujah. So we want to just bless God for that. There's some things that are on the back burner that you've been thinking about and praying about and asking God about and wondering, is it really going to happen? Is it really going to come to pass? And I know I'm talking to somebody. But we thank God that it might be delayed, hallelujah, but it's not denied. Every promise of God, he will bring it to pass because we know that his word is true. The Bible says, let God's word be true and every man be a liar. So his word is true. Once his word goes out, it won't come back void. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for that. It might be delayed. Man might decide that they don't want the blessing. But God's word is true. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for his word today. So we're going to look at Joseph. You know, we're looking at, I'm going to skip around just for a minute. Already we have about 15 minutes left. But we're looking at Joseph. We've been looking at Jacob and Joseph for this entire month. And I can tell you, if you've been following along, it's just not enough time. We could definitely, and we're going to be going into, continuing into this for February, but it just has not been enough time to really explore all that God is showing us in this word. Hallelujah. I was talking to Mother Lily, and, you know, we were just talking about the word of God, and it's a lot in there. I'm telling you, it's better than any reality TV show you could watch. You don't need to watch. They got a new show coming out, Preachers of Atlanta. You know, well, guess what? If you want to watch the Preachers of Atlanta, that's fine, but the word of God has some good things in it. Some good things in it. You'd be surprised. And it addresses every issue. Some of them we haven't found yet, but it addresses every issue. So we're looking at Joseph, who was a dreamer. He was the youngest of Jacob's sons. Jacob loved him immensely because Rachel couldn't bear any children in the beginning. Leah was the one that bore the children. So Rachel had Joseph. She bore Joseph, and so he was very, very happy. Joseph was his youngest. I believe I had that right. And he was a dreamer. He was Jacob's favorite. You know, the youngest can often be the favorites. We don't like to admit it, but the youngest can often be the favorite. And so Joseph was his favorite. but Joseph had dreams. And at 17, he had a dream that he was going to be in charge over his brothers' lives. And they were so jealous. We've been going through this all month. They were so jealous of him that they ended up selling him into slavery. This happened to him at the age of 17. And we're jumping over. That was around in Genesis, the 37th chapter. But we're jumping over to Genesis, the 41st chapter. And if we look in there, Joseph is now 30 years old. If you look at the 41st chapter, and I'm going to get to this. Joseph is now 30 years old. And so from 17 to 30, do the math, that was 13 years later that the dream, hallelujah, that God gave him is coming into fruition. After so much adversity, oh my God, after so many trials and so many tribulations and so many setbacks, finally, the dream that God gave him is coming to pass. I'm going to speak to somebody tonight. Don't you give up on those dreams. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Don't give up on those dreams that God has given you. Don't give up on those promises through the word of God that God has given you. You know, one of our faith scriptures is, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I'm telling you today, if Joseph, after all that he had been through, sold by his own family into slavery, his own brother, then he was tricked. A woman wanted him, and when he wouldn't sleep with, that was his boss's wife, when he wouldn't sleep with her, she had him put in jail. So he still kept a good attitude. Some of y'all heard me preach about that. He still kept a good attitude, went on into jail, served in prison for 2 years, helped some servants interpret their dreams. They were supposed to look out for him. They never did. Joseph never gave up hope. He never gave up his dream. He kept a positive attitude. And here we are. How can you, and I'm asking you, I'm trying to slow myself down, but I don't have a lot of time. How can you keep a positive attitude with so much adversity for 13 years? Wow. So many different things coming against Joseph, but he just kept going. Steady as she goes, he just kept going. That's a message. That's a testimony. That's a revelation. That is so many things. Whatever God has promised you, hold on to the promise. If I was in church, I'd say, tell your neighbor, hold on to the promise. Don't let it go. It might be delayed, but I promise you it's not denied. So here Joseph is in chapter, I guess y'all say, okay, where's the word at? Okay, we're here. We're chapter 41. And Joseph, you're going to have to read it. Joseph has interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. Somebody mentioned him. The one who was supposed to look out for him has now mentioned him and said, I know somebody. He's in your prison who can interpret dreams. And so Joseph interprets those dreams. And then when we look at verse 41 of chapter 41, it says, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes, hallelujah, of fine linen, and put a gold chain, whoo, glory to God, around his neck. See, y'all thought gold chains was something new with the young folks. Pharaoh put a gold chain around Joseph's neck, and he had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and people shouted before him, make way. Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. I tell you, church, that's a message in and of itself. If you just hold fast to the promises of God, he is going to bring it all into fruition. And this is one thing that the Lord is reminding me. Things, the negative things that people have said about you, like when they were coming against Joseph and accusing him of trying to sleep with the wife. Those were negative things that he really couldn't defend because he knew he was innocent, but the person that was accusing him had a lot more power than he did, a lot more authority, and was in a different place. My God, have you ever had anybody in authority try to, you know, deceive you, trick you, work against you? Listen, if you've ever even been on a job, you know, sometimes things like that happen. But Joseph stayed the course. I just cannot emphasize that enough. Joseph stayed the course. Verse 44, then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in Egypt. Pharaoh gave Joseph the name of Zephaniah-Phineah and gave him Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, to be his wife. You know these, some of these names. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he's gone from being a prisoner to second in command, king to the king of Egypt. Like, that's phenomenal. And all of that time, he went through suffering, he went through persecution, he went through adversity, he went through backstabbing, he went through being left on the side. He went through a whole lot, but he held on to the promises of God. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in those 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food ground in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. My God. My God. So now he's 37. He's looking at that 7 years of abundance. And as you know, and we're going to be reading it again, if you have our calendar for this month, he's going to meet up with his brothers because his brothers are now part of that famine, and they have to come to get food. And nobody can come in and out of Egypt unless it's through Joseph. Whew! Holy Ghost. My God. So the Bible also says he'll make your enemies your footstool. That doesn't mean that we get excited or happy when something happens to our enemies because we want everybody to be blessed. We want everybody, you know, to walk under the grace, the same grace and mercy that we walk under. But if you let the Lord fight your battle, he absolutely will do it. Well, I'm going to be quiet for a second. I'm so excited about the word of God. If anybody has a question or comment, you can definitely press 1 and I'll let you in so we can hear your question or comment. But I want to say to you, be encouraged. Know that God is still thinking and moving on your behalf. Keep a positive attitude about the things that God has spoken to you. And watch and see if they don't come to pass. I do love you with the Lord, love of the Lord. I'm so glad that you're joining with us tonight. We have a full house. And so, again, if you have a comment or question, press 1. And we will definitely let you in. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. So just remember, if you're feeling a little stressful and you're saying, God, where are you? You know what? You know, you promised me some things. Or I'm believing you for some things. Just think about Joseph. Just think about Joseph and all that he went through and the amount of time that it took. So all those tests, trials, tribulations, adversity, just think about that and know that God is with you and he's going to bring it to pass. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about that. If I didn't preach to you on this Bible study night, I preach to me because I'm excited about the things that God is going to do. I have no doubts or reservations in my mind that he's going to bring some specific things to pass. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. I love you with the love of the Lord. We're going to go ahead on and get off the line. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend next week. We're going to continue to build this line up and have full Bible study. God bless you, and the Lord loves you. In Jesus' name. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. Signing off.
I just want to pray.
Forever, come on.
Sometimes, and that's where how it was with Joseph. Every time you seem like you got two steps forward, Holy Ghost, it seemed like the enemy tried to pull you three, four, five steps behind. But I promise you, ha, glory to God, if you trust in him. Because, you know, when things happen that you don't have any control over, then you know God is ultimately in control. The devil may think he's in control, but God is in control. Because it seemed like every time Joseph got a little bit ahead, got out of one pit, the enemy tried to pull him back in another. Got out of something else, the enemy tried to pull him somewhere else. You know, and those type of things can sometimes make you want to give up. But hold on to the promise. Okay, I'm done. God bless you. That was the after party.